Hello, and welcome to the Carriers of Hope podcast. Are you tired of always striving for something and ending up at a dead end? Are you sick of searching in all the wrong places in hopes that you'll find your true identity? Do you want to find healing and walk in the freedom that it brings? Do you desire to have authentic relationships in your day-to-day life? Then this is the podcast for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sandy Cortez. This podcast will help you find truth, healing, and freedom, and will empower you to find your true identity. You will learn how to apply practical tools to teach you how to strive no longer, bring forth healing from your past wounds, and break away from your negative mindset. Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper, and let's start to rewrite your story. Hey guys, how's everyone doing? Welcome to episode 27. Today we're going to talk about the turbulence and learning how to adjust the altitude in our lives. Here's a question that I want to start off with. Do you ever find yourself either agitated or overly anxious at times for no apparent reason? You may wake up that way. You may go about your day that way and not understanding, like, why am I in such a bad mood, or why am I so frustrated or so snippy or snappy with my attitude or what I'm saying to people? You know, a lot of times when you feel unstable or have this up and down of emotions, you may not know where it's coming from or why it's happening. You know, I want you to think about, like, there's this emotional turbulence that is brewing underneath us at times that can completely consume our hearts and minds, that can either cause a breakdown or we can become numb or callous with certain parts of our hearts and our minds. And today we're going to try to figure out, where's this coming from? I don't know about you, but I know a lot of times I do not do this, but as a counselor, I'm learning that I need to apply what I'm telling other people and just stop to process and ask myself, what's going on? Why am I being so snippy with my mouth? Or why am I in such a bad mood? Or why do I just feel off today? Did I go to bed thinking about something? Have I not addressed something that I need to address and I'm just feeling like very overwhelmed by it, or that it's consuming me? Or do you just kind of try to stay busy and use different distractions to avoid going there because it seems too heavy to either deal with, or you walk away with no resolution? And a lot of times I've had to even ask myself, is this going to cause a resolution or more frustration? And so there are many times where I just avoid it. And then it's not a good thing that I didn't avoid, or that I did avoid it in that moment. But, like, after some time, if you continue to avoid, that's not a good space that you're in. And it's going to cause it to seep out in all other areas of your life. So it's time to today find out, what is that turbulence underneath you? And let's adjust the altitude in our lives. Like, what is going on in our lives that we can adjust and make it run more smoothly, or even be a little bit more stable in that area of our lives? A lot of times we're left with, like, feelings of sadness or incompetent, and we become really hard on ourselves or don't like how we feel once we've processed that, or have been disappointed on maybe a certain goal that you had. I mean, let's be very practical here. It could be as easily like, I set out to do this and I didn't do this and now I'm beating myself up. Well, that could explain why your day is panning out that way. And so I just want us to kind of run through some practical things that I know that can help you, that has helped me, that has helped some of my clients that I work with. You know, lately, I too have had those emotional turbulences in my heart and in my mind. And today I want to speak of those, like, my own, and even speak peace over yours, and also to let you know you're not going crazy and that you're absolutely normal, and that we all struggle with different kinds of emotional turbulences in our lives, it's just, what do we do with that? Do we just sit in it? Do we let it accumulate? Do we let it get to the point that we feel like we're going to explode or have lost our cool on someone that was at the, you know, kind of like the wrong place, but at the right time? And so we kind of wreaked havoc on them or let them have our wrath, which I've done lots of those, guys. And even with the previous podcast that I spoke about, with conflicts in the conflict jungles in our life, which was the last episode I spoke about, that's a good one too, if you're needing to learn how to attack those things and how to address conflicts in our lives. And today, it's just kind of more of the turbulence that's taking place within us. The last episode was more of like how to address and tips on how to address things that are happening in your life that you need to address conflict with. And so this may seem a little similar, but it's very, very different. And so let's talk about some of my own, so you can kind of see of my own emotional turbulences that I have. You know, I call myself a problem solver, or I find results or resolutions or solutions for people's problems. And a lot of times it's very heavy. A lot of times it feels unbearable to carry sometimes because you want to take their pain away and you know that you can't. And a lot of times you walk away with feelings of helplessness, feelings of, my goodness, they've had a hard life. And now will they ever see, you know, the bright side of these things, because everything that's happened has been very negative towards them. And it explains why they're seeing me. It explains some of their behaviors. It explains their emotions. It explains their hardness of hearts. And so a lot of times I take on other people's things when I know I have to really release it and let it go to God, because clearly I'm just there to come alongside them to help them. And it's up to them to decide if they want to apply the tools that I'm giving them to apply, so I could bring better results, so it can bring some type of solution or some relief to whatever they're facing. And so a lot of times clients could be very heavy to deal with whatever is going on in their life. Also just heaviness with family challenges in my own life, of certain situations that have come up that you just think to yourself, like, I didn't see that coming. And even family challenges, marital challenges, friendship challenges that come up. And a lot of times seems like this is so overwhelming and feels so discouraging. And so I get those emotional turbulences where it just feels like something is kind of like a gas stove where it's been turned on and it's kind of flickering, but you're not quite sure, like it's on preheat, but what's going on that's causing all these, you know, these frustrations and things to happen. And it's time to visit those things. And so the first thing I want to do is challenge you to stop to process whatever's going on. Where is this emotional turbulence coming from? Because it is going to, you're going to have to make a decision that if you're going to adjust the altitude of whatever you're facing, or it's time to face and adjust the altitude of whatever you're avoiding not to face, if that makes any sense. You have to ask yourself, by me having these feelings, is it bringing resolution? How can I bring resolution in the season that I'm in? And at times you can't control what other people are doing, especially in the world that we're living in right now, with the whole thing of COVID, with the whole Taliban thing, social injustice. There's so much. And a lot of times, guys, I don't know about you, but I know for me, turning on the news is very negative for me. It doesn't help me. It causes more anxiety. It causes me to just see how bad this world is, you know, how evil, how many people have so much hatred, how many things are happening to people that are out of their control when they're losing loved ones and illnesses and things with the new COVID strand. It's a lot. People are dying. People are having financial strain. It's extremely sad to just sit there and watch the news. And I'm like, do they ever think about putting anything positive in there that can just reaffirm people that we're going to be okay, or it's going to be okay? I haven't seen that. It's very rare that I see it. So I try to avoid at all costs the news. And sometimes I'm finding out from friends and family that'll say, "Have you heard the news?" And I'm like, "No, I haven't." And then I'm catching up. And it just saddens me to hear that. And so at times we can't control what's happening, right? So we have to ask, will worry bring, resolution? Or with me being angry about this problem, is it bringing resolution? Those are the questions that you have to ask yourself. And then you have to learn to lay these things down. If there's nothing that you can do, you're wasting so much energy having anxiety and worry. A lot of my clients, and even myself, have thought about something over and over and dissected it and over and still had no resolution, but dissected it again and again. And I was still at the same problem. Nothing had changed, just used all that energy to do that. And so, how many times have we been guilty of that? So, a lot of times we have to learn to let go, to talk to ourselves and say, you know what, there is nothing I can do about this situation. So, I have to really release this and let this go. This is completely out of my control. And by me worrying, it's not changing it. Or by me becoming angry, it's not changing anything. If anything, it's harming me. And so, a lot of times, like for my personal life and my spiritual walk with God, I've had to learn to lay down these things at the altar and let go of even control, of being afraid that if I'm not in control of this, it's going to fall apart. And guys, I'm currently walking out that situation with certain things in my life where I'm like, you know what? You're working so hard to keep that together and you can't want it more than other people. And Sandy, you've got to let this go. This will not be a reflection of you, but it will be a reflection of, you know what? You really can't control this, even though you're thinking you can. You can't make it happen or want people to want it as much as you do. And you are going to have to lay this down because it is hurting you emotionally, physically, and mentally. And so I've had to learn to lay down things that were really hard for me to lay down. I like order. I don't like chaos, as you guys get to know me. I like things to be very structured, and I'm a planner and a to-do list. And so when things are chaotic, I don't handle those things well. And it kind of puts me like a pretzel in a twist, or get my panties in a wad, if you've heard that saying as well. But I've had to begin to recognize I can't control what's going on. And so worrying and angry or being angry about this situation, is it going to do anything for me or is it going to make it worse? Or even being hard on yourself when you know that there's nothing you can do. Like, gosh, if I would have done this, then this would have never happened. It's kind of like a domino effect. And now you're beating yourself up. And you're just kind of like, you know what? This is what I tell myself, and this is what I've told my clients. You know, the word of God says that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. I didn't have those tools back then, but I have them today, and I'm choosing to use them differently. And so, whatever it is that you're beating yourself up about, I want to encourage you to know that, you know what, this is a learning stage for you, a learning season for you, where you're accruing new tools. And so it's time to stop being hard on you and be kind to you and begin to love you and have grace for you. Because if you weren't modeled certain things in your life, then you can't repeat something that you were modeled. Or if you are modeling things in your life that haven't been positive, now you're acknowledging them and creating that awareness. So be kind to you as you're learning how to say no to this and yes to that and changing some of those behaviors. I'm hoping I'm making sense here, guys. But also the next thing is to begin to learn to trust God with those turbulences. Asking yourself, God, this is what I'm feeling. What should I do here? I'm not quite sure how to handle this. How do you want me to handle this, God? And I remember doing this. This actually was back in earlier this year where I wrote about this. And I think I may have a blog post about this, but it was in January 26, 2021, where I was just really having a lot of like turbulence. And I want you to think about being in the airplane and how it kind of like drops and you're like, like that. It's kind of like that. That's kind of brewing underneath, or you don't know what's going on, or you hit the clouds and, so you don't really understand like what's going on, but you know something is. And it's like you feel a little bit agitated and then it begins to grow on you. Well, that's how I was in January. Then February of last year, I wound up in the hospital And that's when I started to realize that I didn't have boundaries, that I was a workaholic, that I would put others first, and was just like, you know what? I need to think about me because I'm sitting here 28 hours in the hospital now trying to figure out what's going on. And the doctor comes in to tell me it's stress. And I had a lot of stuff going through my mind and was just very, very on edge, very stressed out, very worried about, man, I think I'm going to have to make a hard decision. And I wound up resigning from my job shortly after that in March. But that was what was going on in last year. Then we got hit with COVID and everybody was kind of like homebound. So it's like, you know, you start to worry, like, what am I going to do now? I just left my job. You know, now everybody's on lockdown, like, where's going to be the income? And that's when I was like, you know what, it's really time to start growing my business with clients. I've been doing this long enough. Then shortly after that, thank the Lord, in March came, I think it was March. Actually, I don't think it's March. It's March of this year. But then in March, it was when lockdown came. Then my husband had been sick with COVID. Then my daughter had COVID. It was just crazy last year. And just trying to figure things out. I was trying to figure out, how am I going to do this with my business and getting clients. And then the Lord brought clients. And it was a very hard season that wound up being something very, very beautiful. And so, you know, I don't know where you're at today and what you're facing. But, you know, I want to encourage you to know that when we're going through this emotional turbulence, it just feels like everything is hitting us at once and we don't know where to turn. And sometimes we don't know how to change the circumstance that we're in, you know. So with all that emotional turbulence, you know, I had to really ask God, what do I need to do? What do I need to do today? And, you know, and easily, I just love how God is. He dropped John 16:33 that said, I've told you all of this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. And I really needed to hear that scripture. And I want to read that again. I have told you all so that you may have found peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. And so God was telling me this, that he wanted me to have peace, that I'm going to have trials, that I'm going to, you know, have sorrow and hurt, and it's going to get rough, but take heart because he's overcome the world. He is with me, and that nothing is going to be too hard for him to solve on my behalf. And so I want you to begin to rest. And I had to tell myself, Sandy, you need to rest, like you need to have peace and speak peace over your challenges and, you know, and go confidently to God, knowing that he's got this. God is saying he's got this, Sandy. So learn to trust him in the process of whatever you're facing. And having that last year, and we remember 2021 because it was like 2020. Actually, no, it was 2021. This was this year. That this was all going on. So I apologize for that. But basically, it was just kind of like just a hard season of stuff that was going on. Last year is when I left my job and all that. But it just felt like my years have kind of like intertwined together since last year. And so it was earlier this year that I was just like, okay, I need to get really focused. I can tell, like, I feel like I'm derailed off somewhere and went into like Never Never Land. And so was very, very discouraged, you know, of where things were going for me. And I had to really go to God regarding this, you know, and had to begin to ask God, what does rest look like? What does peace look like? Because I really don't know. And really begin to apply that, you know, to the different areas I was felt very challenged in. And then learning to let God take those emotional turbulences. Because guess what, guys? To us, it's a surprise when things happen like COVID. Like, God knew that there was things that were coming our way, but we're the ones that act surprised. Heaven is not looking down like, oh my goodness, this is happening to Sandy. Like, even last year when I wound up in the hospital in February, God already knew, like, he's already knows our footsteps. He knows our lives. So it's not caught off by surprise for him, just for us. And we're not prepared. And if you're like me, I like to be prepared, you know, and have a plan A, B, C, D in place. And when I don't, it really derails me and really like stresses me out, where I get those emotional turbulences that I feel like are just brewing. Before I know it, I just pop. And so that's kind of where I was at earlier this year. And so I want to kind of share that with you, because I don't know what kind of year, even last year to now, where you're at in your life. And as hard as it is to learn to not meditate on those circumstances, not meditate on those emotional turbulences. And like I said, the whole piranha thing, like breaking it down, thinking about it, worrying, anger, frustration. What's that getting us? I know it wound me up in the hospital last February. And by then I had to make that decision and left my job weeks later, about, 4 or 5 weeks later. And it was the best decision, because I knew that God was asking me to do this, and I was the one prolonging it because afraid of whatever, finances, what people were going to say, abandoning my clients, all kinds of stuff was going through my head. Like, you're being a quitter here. I mean, I faced so many different adversities last year, and God allowed me to, like, go through that and be there. And I learned so much through that. And so I want to encourage you that whatever adversity you're facing today, God is with you. He is here. It may catch you by surprise, whatever you're facing, but God is not surprised, and God is with you. And so as hard as it is to learn to not meditate on our problems, our challenges, our shortcomings, our flaws, this won't allow us to overcome if we're constantly meditating on that, or it's not going to bring change to our lives. So we have to really return to the truth of God's word that will last forever. Like he was saying in John 16:33, he has overcome the world, and I will overcome these trials in my life. And I have. I can't tell you how many trials I've overcome that I thought, I'm not going to make it out of this alive, or I'm going to wind up, in the hospital again. And God has been there and held me in those hard times. And he's going to do the same thing for you guys. And so I want to tell you and kind of share something that the Lord had shared with me back in January of this year when I wrote this. And it was called the Peace Plan. And I was just sitting there. I remember it was like 4:30 in the morning, and God just really laid this on my heart. And I want to share this with you so that you can begin to apply the peace plan. And if you join forces with me, we can do this together, guys, because this was a great reminder today that, man, God gave me that in January. And it's good at any day of the week, any time of the year, to apply this. And it was a great reminder for me, like, Sandy, apply the peace plan. So the peace plan is like this, and it's peace as in, the two fingers when you say peace. P-E-A-C-E. I want to break down that acronym for you. And P is for pause and pray. Pause and pray. E is that you engage in the one who can give us solutions. That can engage in his solutions. He wants us to engage in his solutions because he's got solutions for us. When we feel like we don't have anything in the chamber, God is like, I can give this to you. So E is engage in the one who can give you solutions and can give you a resolution or can give you hope in the midst of this. A is apply his biblical truths, because guess what? His word does not come back void. C is for cancel the lies that are holding you captive, that are holding you in this emotional turbulence, and keeping you in this cycle of turbulence at all times of your life. Like, you go to sleep like this, you wake up like this, throughout your day you're like this. That's not living, guys. You are not living. A lot of people are out there today that are just existing, or they're dying inside, but they're not living. They're striving. There's no contentment for them. And I want to encourage you today to apply this peace plan to your life and break it down into whatever areas that those turbulences feel like they're taking over. And so C in E, the last one, E, embrace his goodness, his promises over your lives. So I want to go over that one more time. It's called the peace plan, and it's P for pause and pray, E is engage in the one who can give you solutions. A is apply his biblical truths because they don't come back void. C is cancel the lies that are holding you captive and keeping you in this emotional turbulence. And E is embrace his goodness, his promises over your lives. Find scriptures, find accountabilities, find a counselor that can help you with these emotional turbulences that you're facing. We have to be very, very careful because the enemy is not a nice person and likes to just destroy you. He wants to kill you. He wants to steal from you. You know, this world is also in a space where there's so much division, like, and so much evil in this world that's taking place, that I look at it and I'm like, it's so hard to find good people because people are so hurt and full of hate nowadays and doing things. Like, I was just hearing something on the news where a man just came in and killed a whole bunch of people. And I'm like, why? What was going on in his mind that made him want to do that day? And then I think of the family members that get the news of this. My heart just breaks. And I'm constantly praying over this world and people that I come across that have endured some hardship and things that have been done that were out of their control. The bad news and the bad phone calls that they've gotten over family members passing, over someone killing themselves, committing suicide, is sad. It's sad, and it explains why people are in this emotional turbulence. And so, guys, I want you to apply this peace plan to your life. And it was such a great reminder for me today, guys. You have no idea how much this was a great reminder for me to apply. I need to apply this. This was back in January of earlier this year. And as I was going through on which topics to do next, I ran across this one. I'm like, oh my goodness, I haven't shared this yet. And so I'm sharing this with you today, even as a reminder for me, but I'm praying that peace comes right through these podcasts and the joy of the Lord will overcome you wherever you're at right now listening, and that those emotional turbulences, that you speak truth to them and that they no longer suck the life out of you, you know, and continue to rob your joy and your peace and your happiness, and really seek guidance, really seek God. If you're a faith believer, a religious person, seek God in this to help you, because he says that nothing is too hard for him. And even as his word was saying, he knows that we're going to face many trials, but take heart, like look forward to the fact that he's overcome the world. So this can't touch you, even though it feels like it may be hurting you or destroying you or stealing your peace. I want to speak hope over you and just allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your heart wherever you're at today, whatever you're facing, that you will feel God's presence where you're at right now, and that God would give you spiritual eyes to see and even give you guidance on what to do in whatever you are facing today. And let the devil know that you're not going to hold me captive in this area of my life anymore, that it's time to take a stand for you. It's time to be kind to you. It's time to be selfish for you and fight the good fight, and knowing that whatever you're facing, it is not going to take you out, guys. It is not. And so I hope that this really ministered to you today. You know, I want you to ask, with all the emotional turbulence, what do I need to do most today? What do I need to do most? Is it make a phone call? Is it get a counselor? Is it find accountability? Is it call on God? What is it? Not run to alcohol, sex, drugs, whatever. Whatever you're doing to cause pain to yourself, or whatever you're running to that's helping you cope, but it's not really helping you cope, it's in a negative way, it's time to stop. It's time to say, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. That's not working for me. I want you to figure out, what can you do today? What is one thing you can do today to help you with the emotional turbulence that you are facing? Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel and go ahead and leave me a review? Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com, and be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.